Friends, welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs at 662-644-4297. Online at riverlandroofing.com. He's Zach Berry at Zach underscore Berry on the Twitter machine. More importantly, he's Zach Berry, senior recruiting analyst, expert for Ole Miss stuff, Ole Miss recruiting. At the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, put him on three. I help out with him as well, and we've been telling y'all about one guy that we thought was going to be committing, and it happens today. Antonio Berry, four-star in-state offensive lineman, announced his commitment to Ole Miss at the top of this hour. We're recording now, 12:31 p.m. Central Time, on my brother Daniel's birthday, June 24, 2026. Happy birthday, D-Magic. He's a year older than me and my twin brother, Steven, and he's the best. I love him so much, and I love my three nephews, Cooper and Ruffles McStuffletons, and my buddy LT, who's an absolute swag master out there in terms of his drip on the T-ball fields. But y'all are not here to hear about that. You're here to hear about Antonio Berry. Zach Berry's got the breakdown from the Ole Miss Spirit, which you should be subscribed to today. Sign up today. New members can get half off an annual subscription. The breakdown, Zach?
I mean, another monumental win for Ole Miss on the recruiting trail. Say what you want. Look, Tuesday was a perfect example of how weird it can get. It's not signing day, but I feel pretty confident with the guys in state that Ole Miss will hang on to them. I've been going through the archives as we record this. This is a live thing here. I'm going through the years. How often Ole Miss has been able to land multiple guys in the top five. It's happened quite a bit here and there, but right now Ole Miss has three of the top five and has a legitimate shot to get four of the top five on Friday when Caden Moss announces. I put my prediction in for Caden Moss way back in March, and then we've got Sam Spiegelman, Steve Wiltfong, Chad Simmons have all followed suit. And believe that he will announce for Ole Miss. So right there, that would be, I mean, you're looking at probably almost the entire offensive line in this class, like the future. I think Ford Wade, he kind of gets forgotten. Local guy, didn't do all the fanfare, just kind of announced, and that was that. I think he could very easily slide in and be a center in the future. And then you've got Caden Moss, who I think is an interior guy that has NFL potential in the interior, and then Antonio Kiefer and Antonio Berry can both play either or. I think Berry's going to be a tackle. I think Kiefer could be either or. But, I mean, just a phenomenal job by the staff in state. It's hard. I'm going through the list here. It doesn't happen very often, Ben. You've got two SEC schools in the state. You look at all the other SEC programs that share a state, you know, Alabama. It doesn't happen very often where one dominates the other. Mississippi, same thing. You know, Tennessee is a little different with Vandy being private and not really being much of a threat in football until recently, but Tennessee dominates the state when it wants to. It's just a really, really just phenomenal job top to bottom. Pete Golding, John Garrison, Kelvin Bolden, Dante Moncrief, Terrence Metcalf, Therese Davis gets another one. My guy's two for two on hosting guys on OVs, putting them through workouts. He did it with Kiefer. He did it with Berry. Got them both. Just a phenomenal job. I can't really say much else. Berry was a tough one to crack. He didn't talk a lot. I think over the years I've talked to him maybe twice. Just a quiet kid. Took his visits. Honestly, surprisingly, Ben, I would probably say Kentucky was the biggest threat. I know you mentioned it on the board. I've said it before. I think Will Stein, so far, haven't played any games yet, but on paper and just what he's done this offseason, I think he's a really good hire for Kentucky. It remains to be seen how much he will win there, but I think he's the right guy that you want in this era of college football. But yeah, just belaboring the point, just a great job by this staff this early to get this many guys in the top five in the boat. I don't know if they could do a clean sweep. They'd have to really circle back and push for Ty Keyes, who has, you know, said his recruitment shut down. Well, we know what happens with that sometimes. But They could. I don't think Ole Miss can flip him, but that doesn't mean that they can't down the line in October, November, December.
Antonio Berry is ranked as the number one prospect in Mississippi by Rivals. He commits today at the top of this hour, 12 noon Central Time. As predicted here on Talk of Champions with me and Zach, I'm Ben Garrett. He's Zach Berry. We both write and cover Ole Miss sports and especially recruiting all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Sign up today, omspirit.com. Sign up today as a new member to get all this stuff way before it happens and even more context and breakdowns and what's next and what have you. But now with Antonio Berry, Ole Miss has not just the first, but also the second. Mitchell Turner committed to Ole Miss yesterday. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker is the third. We all know what happened yesterday, a wild, wild day yesterday, but he's back in the boat with Ole Miss. Skip to Caden Moss. He's committing or making his decision, I should say, on Friday. There's a quote or a question in the chat. At Trip Foster 9545, is Caden Moss still expected to commit to Ole Miss? You brought up Kentucky. Yes, I'm with you on Will Stein and our well-respected colleague or contemporary, he works for 247, Tom Lloyd, put in a prediction or something in regards to Kentucky today and Caden Moss. I've heard no different that only Ole Miss is still the favorite for him. Has anything changed there? And could Ole Miss at the end of this week, by Friday at least, have four of the top five prospects in Mississippi for the 2027 class committed? And we got to still talk a little bit later about some Ty Keys because you touched on some of that stuff as well. But where do you hear it on Caden Moss?
Yeah, I said it at the top. I think it's still Ole Miss. I believe someone put it on our board. And I know Tom is as good as he gets in the business. He runs things over at 247 for a reason. 24/7. I always say 247. It's 24/7 sports.
It's 24/7.
I believe he said that he thinks Kentucky's in a good spot. He didn't put in like a crystal ball or anything. I think it's Ole Miss. Ole Miss got the last OV. I think he really enjoyed his time in Kentucky. Antonio Berry was on that trip with him. He went to LSU. He went to Ohio State. I think for a while there was some hesitation with Ohio State that the Buckeyes might really push. I think the Buckeyes did push. He was like, hey, I'm just going to take all my visits. I'm going to make sure that I go to Ole Miss. He's been the one that I felt pretty strong about for a while. I mentioned I put in my prediction in March. It's just been kind of like all signs point to Ole Miss with him. He really respects everything that Pete Golding has done in the short time that he's been the head coach. He has a really, really good relationship with John Garrison. And then just the Mississippi feel on the staff with Moncrief, with Bolden, with Metcalf. There's a lot of puzzle pieces that are fitting just right for him to find his way at Ole Miss. And I think with the development piece of, I think Ole Miss has a pretty thorough plan for him and how to get him to the next level. And I think that I think that's what's going to win out in the end for Caden and Ole Miss. That's on Friday evening. I'm not 100% sure just because of the time. I might try to make it down there. That would be a hell of a down and back. So I might
yes,
try.
It would.
I got the invite to come. So it'll depend on what we've got going on Friday and Saturday with kids and whatnot. But either way, I think that he's going to announce for Ole Miss. Before I did some prep work, Ben, before the show here, since we're talking about it, this is going back to 2004. That's as far back as I could get in the Rivals industry rankings. So this is how many times Ole Miss has gotten signed or committed guys in the top five in the state. Mm. All right, so we're going all the way back to 2004, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
This is junior year for your boy at Germantown High School. Gary Pack, the number one player in the state, signed with Ole Miss. That was it. 2005, number one, without a doubt, Jarrell Poe.
My guy.
2006, we saw a little bit of an uptick there. Alan Walker, the number one player. Markeith Summers was number three. And number five was Cordera Eason.
My guy.
So Ole Miss got a two-piece from Olive Branch. Go Keisters. You've got 2007, number one player in the state, Chris Strong. Very large human, can confirm. Played against him. That was not fun. 2009, number one player, Patrick Patterson. 2010, number three, Vincent Sanders. Number five, Carlos Thompson. 2011, you had CJ Johnson.
My guy.
Was number one. Number two was Nick Brazel. And number five, Dante Moncrief.
My guy.
2012, number one player, Channing Ward. 2013, you had number two, Tony Connor. Number three, LaVon Hooks. Number four, Kalo Moore.
On Hooks.
2014, this was a good run here. Number one, Rod Taylor. Number two, Markel Pack. Number three, CJ Hampton. And number five, Breland Speaks.
Good family, the Hamptons.
Yep. 2015, number two, Javon Patterson. Now employed by the University of Mississippi, one of the good ones. He's a hell of a dude. 2016, this is hilarious rankings when you go back and look. Number one, Benito Jones, absolute animal.
Animal.
A.J. Brown was the fourth-ranked player in the state. And DK and DK Metcalf was number five.
What? Who are the other ones? Who are the other ones?
All right, let me effort here in real time.
Trey Freifogel, who played at Ole Miss, former Ole Miss wide receiver, longtime friend to the program.
Doug Buckles.
Yeah, he threw up Doug Buckles in 2000. It was funny, Chris Spencer was on the podcast. First
Buckles
round
is a dog. Hashtag.
Dog. Awesome. Awesome guy. Doug Buckles is the best. Like I love Doug Buckles.
I was referring to the bully block. They thought they had him.
They did. They really did. It's been a tough day for sources down there. And like, I don't even think about it no more, but like the old days of the bully block. It's
been a tough like 4 years.
Yeah. If in the old days, there would be an absolute melting down there.
All right. So 2016, Jeffrey Simmons was number two. That's fair.
Destroyed Barney when he flipped. Destroyed.
Number three was Nigel Knott.
Oh man.
He probably one of the first guys to like truly go viral and like it kind of affect his ranking, I think. We're like he's doing backflips off the side of houses.
Awesome.
He's catching passes while he flips.
Parkour.
All right, 2017, number five, Didi Bui, RIP.
RIP.
Tragedy. Probably one of the better kids and better interviews that I've ever done. Was always great. 2019, so none in 2018. 2019, you had number two, Jerry and Ely. 2020, number five, Jack Brown, which was, I think he was the first recruit that Lane Kiffin went to see down in Horn Lake. 2021, ILL, number five, Luke Altmaier, who signed with Ole Miss. He eventually went to Illinois. 2022, you had number three, Xavier Harris.
Big Zay.
2023, you had number one, Suntarian Perkins. Number two, Aiden Williams. Number five, Jam Brown. 2024, Cam Franklin, Will Eccles, probably one of the better two pieces in recent memory.
Nailed it.
2025, you had number two, Caleb Cunningham. Number five, Mason Dunn. 2026, just Jace Matthews, but you could put an asterisk next to Deuce Knight, who was the number one player, who is now at Ole Miss. And then this year, number one is Caden Moss, who I think is picking Ole Miss on Friday. Number two, Mitchell Turner. Number three, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. And number four, Antonio Berry. So, doesn't happen very often, but impressive for Ole Miss to be able to do this right now. In this era with so many variables and things shifting around so much, pretty damn good run so far through June 24th.
The run continues. Antonio Berry, four-star in-state offensive lineman, according to the Rivals rankings, the number one player in Mississippi, commits to Ole Miss. The second in back-to-back days, a double dip, as Zach has been saying, Mitchell Turner, four-star defensive lineman from Louisville, Man, I always do that. Whoa. Number two player in the I know. I just always do it. It's just I do it every time. Number two player in the state. He committed to Ole Miss yesterday. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. What a day! What a day for Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. He switches, swap. And I really want to know where some of that energy was yesterday, today, on today's podcast, when everyone thought the world was falling apart and was worried about Mitchell Turner. We've hit him. We nailed Ben Jarvis. We nailed Antonio Berry today. We nailed Mitchell Turner yesterday. And I think we're going to nail Caden Moss on Friday. You're not really buying the Kentucky stuff, though, all that much? Not really?
No. Okay. I haven't heard too much rumbling. I mean, I think Kentucky is – from the people I've talked to over there and seen what the folks at KSR have reported, it's just a lot of cautious optimism. And, you know, hey, like he really liked the visit. I don't think they're counting on it too much as far as a commitment. And then I also just think, Ben, I think the pull to stay in state, it comes in ebbs and flows. Some classes care a lot. Some don't. Some kids talk a lot. Some kids don't. Of all the years that I've done this, Ben, and I've asked certain players, like, hey, who are you trying to get to join you? Or, you know, you talk to this guy. There are some that are just like, no, we talk about everything else, but we don't talk about that. And there are some that are like, yeah, man, I'm trying to get him. I think this class is an exception. I think that these dudes are all pretty tight. I mean, Mitchell Turner said yesterday he was going to try to get Ben back in the class. And he just so happened to get it done. I think there were other variables there, but I think Mitchell Turner being so close with Shoemaker also played a role. But, yeah, I mean, I think Antonio Berry and Caden Moss can kind of, you know, they know what 1+1 equals, where it's like, hey, man, we're two elite guys that play on the offensive line. Why don't we just stay here and go to the program that is surging right now and went to the college football playoff and is as a brand as hot as ever. You can't say enough about the Grove Collective and how big a role that plays in this era and just how quickly the Grove Collective came together, how quickly everyone mobilized and pulled the rope in the same direction. Everybody's on the same page over there. Tons of credit to everybody over there, Walker Jones, all the way down to the bottom. I mean, just a phenomenal job. And I think that gets lost sometimes. You know, there's still a lot of old school recruiting that goes into this, but also at the end of the day, you're going to have to talk some bottom line stuff. And I think that matters. So it's impressive. I can't really say it any other way. I just ran through the whole, you know, last 22 years and it doesn't happen very often. And it's, I think it's also been like for the longest time, Ole Miss and Mississippi State were kind of the same. There wasn't really one that was super dominant. I mean, you had State had a little bit in the '90s. They go to the SEC championship game with Wayne Madkin and, you know, they were solid here and there with, you know, Jarius Norwood, who's an absolute legend in the state of Mississippi. You know, Dak Prescott and them had a run. But it was always like even the years when Dak Prescott was there, you know, he loses to Ole Miss, what, twice? He goes 2-2 against Ole Miss. And now it's really flipped where you've got Jeff Lebby trying to get things turned around in Starkville and – Lane Kiffin was at Ole Miss for 6 years, gets them to where they are, and now Pete Golding takes over, gets Ole Miss within, you know, a fingernail of a national championship game appearance. And, you know,
what he's doing right now is unprecedented. What he's doing right now is unprecedented. Like, that can't be undersold here, right? Sure. There's going to be so much smoke and energy in Twitter mentions, in message board posts and comments on social media. You need to have that same energy when Pete Golding is doing something that Lane did not do with a chunk of the same staff for 5 years. Like, Pete Golding is he's got two things now, in my opinion, that Lane Kiffin never accomplished at Ole Miss. And you can argue whether or not they should carry equal or more value than his career record, which is honestly for him not that good. Still hadn't won anything. All he's got is 3 CUSA championships, making $98 million. But Pete Golding has two things now. One, a pair of playoff wins, something Lane doesn't have. And two, he has locked up the state in a way that Lane, for one, de-emphasized, and two, said wasn't really wasn't possible. Yeah, I thought this was Mississippi. Remember not too long ago, the smoke that this man had, the energy he had in regards to using Civil War imagery and when describing his former place that did nothing to provoke him to do these things. He just decided to do them. And now you've locked up four of the top five. And if DGG doesn't pop for Ole Miss, which I don't think he's going to in July, I think he's going to Ohio State. Maybe he does. And then this becomes an historically good class, even though it already is, right? They could pivot back to Ty Keyes and go 5 for 5, maybe. I think Miami's going to be hard to overtake at this point. Maybe they've gone all in with DGG to the point where you can't pivot back to Ty Keyes. I don't know. What I'm saying is even if they don't get him, 4 of 5 is something no one has done, so don't undersell it. So have the same energy then, right? You can't do this, that at Mississippi, at Ole Miss, and blah, 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 blah. Well, Pete's saying bull crap. He's won 2 playoff games, and now he's put together a class in Mississippi that no one's ever done at Ole Miss or anywhere else. So you want to talk about just different. Damn, that's pretty different to me.
Yeah, somebody on the board asked me what changed with the emphasis on the trenches, and I just said that the head coach changed. I mean, look, they do it in different ways. I mean, you gotta still give Kiffin credit. He still won a ton of games at Ole Miss. He just did it in a different way. But, and you know, if it gets you the same result, that's fine. But this staff has a very different philosophy. And I think this isn't like sour grapes. I'm not trying to bash. This isn't a bash Kiffin podcast. I do think long-term, this is the play where you have to build quality depth via high school. And then you go in the portal and you pick and choose. You find instant impact guys. You find
and
your
you
hole.
Really build that depth offensive and defensive lines. You build it. High school especially, that's where the emphasis is. And that has been something that is a change for Pete, that Lane prioritized skill over everything else. But, like, Pete believes wholeheartedly, that you build, at least, or emphasize in high school to build out a roster lines, the lines of scrimmage, the trenches, offensive, defensive lines, and you're seeing that play out now.
Yeah, I mean, I did a post on it last year. I saw a I'd have to find it. I apologies for not giving the credit, but the Joe Moore Award finalists, and all of them were pretty much built via high school for offensive line. It was all high school recruits that stayed, got developed, and became cohesive units that were the best offensive line groups in the country. And I think that that's important. I mean, you look at the line right now, they've got transfers, but you look at Bryson Sanders, a guy that stayed the course, got developed, got that's better, right. And now he's one of the better centers in the SEC and in the country.
And Zach, he had opportunities to go elsewhere. That's a good laudable retention effort by Ole Miss to continue to operate in good faith. I know Bryson's entire family. You do too. His dad, awesome dude. Absolutely awesome human. And I'm like, that is also needs to be celebrated, right? Because guys like that, Lane had his 30. He has 30 guys that he loved. His 30 guys that were his guys. Everybody else, he could take you or leave you.
Yeah.
This is a little different developmental and roster building track. And if Pete Golding is getting unprecedented or historical results, that you got to win on Saturdays. That's what matters.
Yeah.
He's going to be judged by that. Like, if this team falls short of the playoff, even with the historically difficult schedule, he should be knocked for that, and he will be. But right now, if we're still grading against the curve of honeymoons, Lane Kiffin doesn't get to go be over there like he's in St. Lucia at the all-paid exclusive resort where Ole Miss is hanging out at Liberty Land. Bull. He's won 2 playoff games, and Liberty now he's done something in-state that Lane said you couldn't do. Bullshit. Pete's called bullshit.
Yeah, well, he's got, 2 college football playoff wins, and Kirby is the only one in the conference that has 2 or more.
Tell him.
I mean, I think that's right. Like, the list ends with them 2.
Tell him.
And Pete beat it. So, Ace of Spades, I see the comment there. Again, we talked about it. I think he's just saying that Kentucky feels like they're in a good spot. I efforted in real time just now. There's no crystal ball projections over there. And then at Rivals, everybody's all Ole Miss. So,
yeah. And that includes us. Sure. Like, nothing's changed that I'm aware of. And so far, they've been putting them on a tee. We've been knocking them down. You know what I mean? So I'm still hearing Cade Moss, Ole Miss Cade Moss. And then it's Alvin Mosley on Saturday. Like, I think if he sticks on Saturday to his commitment announcement time, then I think Ole Miss is about to hit Cade Moss and get Alvin Mosley too. And we're talking about putting together well within the top 15, but now we're starting, if things fall right, you're getting in the top 10 potential. I mean, there's stuff you can start to think in that way, because this is as good as it can possibly go, even with all the Ben Jarvis Shoemaker messiness yesterday. You know, this has been as good as it gets. And Tay Walden's still someone out there that Ole Miss could get.
Yeah, he was originally going to announce this week at the opening, and he has pushed it a week. I think Ole Miss is in a great spot there. I don't get a lot of warm and fuzzies from Georgia. I had one guy tell me he thinks Georgia might have moved on. I think it's Ole Miss and Auburn. I don't know if Oregon's – I think Oregon might be too far. I don't know if his mom wants him to go that far. Because, look, you can Google it. I mean, Eugene, Oregon from Carville, Tennessee is a long way.
It's a ways.
I think Auburn, it's almost kind of one of those where the timing of the visit comes into play here, because the Auburn OV feels like forever ago. And, you know, Auburn's going to have to circle back and really try to make another push, because that visit was so long ago. I think Ole Miss has a slight – I'm a slight Ole Miss lean there. I think it's either Ole Miss or Auburn. I think the family likes the proximity to be able to go see him every Saturday. You know, Carville is less than 60 miles from Oxford. I'm still trying to talk to a couple more people before I think about putting an RPM pick in. But if you made me guess right now, I'd say Ole Miss. Everything I heard after the OV was that Ole Miss just absolutely crushed it.
Mm-hmm. All it was Ole Miss, right? Like, and it, maybe it was a little bit of the, you know, warm and fuzzies after doing the OV. But yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like it was kind of open and shut a little bit.
I had somebody tell me that they thought that Tay might commit right after.
That's what I was here to.
So he went out to Oregon. I did have a source tell me that the family had other obligations out there. His sister runs track. She was at an event out there, so it was kind of a family trip anyway. But I that's what I think from talking to people around the Carville program and around Tay Walden. I think that's just going to be too far ultimately. I think it's Auburn and Ole Miss. And like I said, if you made me pick today, I would say Ole Miss. I'm not sure on a day. I think it'll be next week. I think he might announce next week. But somebody was asking about Benny Easter Jr. I've reached out to him a couple times. Hasn't responded. A lot of it depends on kind of the mood these guys are in sometimes. He might text me back in like 2 weeks. I mean, I do think there's legitimate interest there. I don't think it was just a, you know, window shopping or a pity OV. Ole Miss has been recruiting him for a while. This wasn't just a one-off where like, hey, yeah, I'll go to Oxford. LSU, Ohio State, and Ole Miss are trying to flip him. But Texas Tech has got a lot invested in Benny Easter, literally and figuratively. And I think it'll be a tough pull. I don't know the pecking order there. I would say probably Ohio State or Ole Miss has the better shot. I haven't heard too much about LSU. I think he'll probably stick with Texas Tech, but we'll see.
I don't think he's coming to Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if he takes another trip. Like, if he comes for a game, maybe things will change. But yeah, I think right now, in terms of I saw somebody ask for the next five. I mean, Cade Moss, Alvin Mosley, Tay Walden, still waiting to hear back some things. I would probably throw maybe Elijah Cox in there, the edge from Westlake. Mm-hmm. I think he might have leapfrogged Antoine Jackson on the board a little bit. I think the staff has cooled a little bit on Antoine Jackson and Frederick Ford, from what I've heard from some people. I think Frederick Ford is going to go to Michigan, which is pretty far out. After, you know, everything that he was saying like a month or two ago, it was all Ole Miss and Tennessee. I think Michigan did a really good job on his OV and really impressed him and his family. And I think he holds I think Michigan and that degree carry a lot of weight with him and his family. I'm not 100%. I feel like he might be like valedictorian or salutatorian.
He's smart.
I think he's big on education. His parents are big on that. Not that they're, you know, looking down their nose at Ole Miss by any means, but if we're all, you know, being honest here, the Michigan degree is a pretty big deal.
I don't think degrees play much of a factor in any of this.
I mean, some people care, and that's a big thing. But I think that he will probably go to Michigan. Antoine Jackson is
great, right, Ben? All the time at the old baseball coach 4573, and all the time God is good. Thank all y'all for your kind words about my big memo, by the way. It meant a lot to me. Before we jump, I think we got Keith Carter coming up here in a second. So I want to get to a few things before we do. Comments in the chat, so let's get to that. Specifically, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like I was seeing a lot of them blow up. One of them was, I love this. This is perfect podcast topic. At Jeff Sessions _5 or FI5LH, Ben and Zach, if Ole Miss lands Caden Moss and Alvin Mosley, would this be as good as the 2013 class? This is like the most Zach Berry question ever. We have to get to this, especially if I get to, like, if the key stuff, you know, let's go. I mean, it would be kind of close.
It'd be close. It's, you don't really have like the 1-1 comparisons across the board. I mean, I don't know. I guess you kind of do. Like, you would have, you know, Antonio Berry and Caden Moss and Antonio Kiefer to go up against Tunsil. But I mean,
yeah, Tunsil is the trump card forever.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one that pushes the needle that direction. But I mean, Laquan was a 5-star, but then you can get Miguel Whitley and Alvin Mosley and maybe Tay Walden. I think Tony Connors gets slept on in that class a lot. Before the knee injury, he was a day one NFL draft guy.
I wrote about it in the early days of my – well, not the early days, like right in the – as I was getting going, though, with the Ole Miss Spirit, dude. I was doing player comps, and, man, I'm a little over the top. But, dude, I said Ed Reed, man, when comping for Tony Connor. I watched that kid – from a freshman in South Panola, when South Panola was an absolute dynasty back in those days. I don't even know who South Panola produces anymore, but back then it was a football factory. And boy, howdy, you walked out there and there might have been on a given day Nick Brazel and Tig Barksdale and name your guy. And if Tony Connor was on the field with any of them, he was the best of all of them. He was Ed Reed.
I remember that South Panola team. He basically did everything. They played on ESPN a couple times. I think the quarterback was like Lee Self, who was like my size. And like they'd put Tony in the Wildcat. They put him at running back. He played safety. He played linebacker. He like returned kicks. He did it all. Yeah, I mean, Ed Reed's a hell of a comp, though. I mean, that's
right.
That's big boy stuff. I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right.
I thought I was that big a believer in Tony Connor, man. Like, I thought he was that kind of dude, though.
Yeah.
All right, when you think about it, Laramie, Laquan, just going into their Ole Miss careers, if you had to pick the two, no doubt going to be great, right? Back then, if it was Rob, Laramie, Laquan, Rob – oh, dude, pick you from that class. The two guys I'm picking are Laramie Tunsil and Tony Connor. Those were the two, you know, over the line, who set records, and Rob.
Laramie was number one with a bullet, no question. With a bullet,
yeah.
Now, Laquan was similar to Tony where he got hurt. Before he was – and even after the ankle, he still dominated. But before that, I mean, he was another guy that was projected to go day one. And then Robert is Robert. We talked about it last week. Just an alien in the best way and in the worst way. I mean, when he wanted to, he absolutely mauled Alabama's offensive line by himself. And then when he didn't want to, he just kind of hung around. And then, you know, he wanted to do more art, more music. I think somebody said it. Maybe I said it, where I was like, Greg Hardy crawled so Robert Condici, or Greg Hardy walked so Robert Condici could run. Both two very, very, very just eclectic individuals, just true one of one. I mean, you had Greg doing his thing with his Dora the Explorer backpack and walking around campus singing gospel at the top of his lungs. And then you had Robert, you know, doing fashion shows and, you know, riding skateboards and stuff. So, yeah, the 2013 class is special. I don't know if it'll ever be topped because everything just kind of hit at the right time and there were all the perfect connections. And, but in terms of just being more balanced, I mean, this class potentially has a legitimate case to be better just because, I mean, right now you're 12 4-stars and you're looking at probably
that's the most ever.
Probably having 14 by the end of the week. Has to be the most. I'd have to go back and look, but has to be the most. Oh, by the way, you got Keegan Croucher as your quarterback of the future. Who
you know, if he were committed to Georgia, would be a 5-star. Tell me I'm wrong, no.
I don't know about that. Well, you know, Little Nussmeier committed to Georgia, and I think he's still a 3-star. But
okay, fine.
That's neither here nor there.
Committed to Alabama.
The fact that you've got quarterback, offensive line, skill guys, D-line, and I think you've got a couple really good linebackers and then some secondary pieces that are pretty unique. And Daryl Madison, Taylen Mayo, I think that this class has a legitimate case for being one of the better modern-day recruiting classes. Yeah, in 2013 also, yeah. Evan Ingram, Quincy Adebojo, Jordan Wilkins, which that name just sends tremors through the academic building. But that's another what if too, man. Pre-knee injury Jordan Wilkins at St. Benedict in Memphis. Those poor kids trying to tackle him. I mean, it was a video game. I mean, just absolutely dominated and then tore his ACL and then still came back and was great at Ole Miss. But, yeah, that's quite the case study, Ben. If we get to December, we get to signing day when everything's done, we'll circle back and do another podcast and we'll look back and do a comparison, which we'll have the rankings. We'll be able to look at, you know, which class was rated higher, who had the more, you know, 5-star, 4-star, all that. So,
let's preview like what's coming next. Keith's not gonna be able to join us this hour, so be on the lookout for that at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On Three. Coming up in the next hour or so, it's been a crazy day. I've been Ingemar for a little bit too, watching some Ingemar women's basketball, dude, and they're continuing to dominate. Macy Pfeiffer, who transferred to Mississippi State from Ingemar, or she went to Middle Tennessee State for freshman year, and now she's transferred to Mississippi State. Man, I wrote a story recently about that for the Gazette. And it's awesome story because for me, like, dude, Mississippi State family, Coach Joe and Ole Miss made it really, really hard for them in the portal. They really gave it a good shot to Coach Joe and them. So read about that. But, yeah, we'll have Keith on the Ole Miss Spirit here shortly. I want to get to some of our sponsors, and then we'll get to some stuff in the chat before we wrap this up, including, setting the timeline for what's left, especially for this week and just final predictions and stuff like that. This talk of champions. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben. Both right at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and Fleet of On Three. Sign up today. New members half off an annual subscription. Let's hear from some of our subscribers or some of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. This is Talk of Champions.
protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Lawyer Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Start my weekend.
Your day on the Network for Connected Living. There's more to see. C-Spire. Customer inspired.
One thing I've learned over the years doing this job is that you never really know what somebody else is carrying. We spend a lot of time talking football, recruiting, and Ole Miss. But life's a lot bigger than sports. Everybody goes through seasons where they need somebody to talk to. That's one reason I found BetterHelp's latest State of Stigma report interesting. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. It's kind of a reminder that even though we've gotten better about talking about mental health, asking for help can still be difficult. If somebody in your life is struggling, don't be afraid to encourage them to talk to someone. Sometimes having that conversation is the hardest step. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country, and they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions. This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett. He's Zach Berry, both of the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Affiliate of On Three. You're looking at the top five prospects recruits for the 2027 class in Mississippi, and Ole Miss has now committed four of them after Antonio Berry committed to Ole Miss. 12 p.m. Central Time on June 24th, the birthday of my older brother Daniel. Happy birthday, Daniel, D-Magic. Mitchell Turner committed yesterday. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker had him a day yesterday, but he's back in the boat for Ole Miss. Ty Keyes committed to Miami. Maybe Ole Miss pivots to him after if DGG doesn't pop for Ole Miss, which I don't think neither of us really think that that's going to happen in July. Cade Moss, he commits on Friday. Kentucky's heard some things. We mentioned that stuff about from Tom Loy earlier, but everything we gather is going to be Ole Miss. Alvin Mosley, the wide receiver, is supposed to commit on Saturday. What are the other important dates for Ole Miss fans, recruiting fans specifically, to know looking forward as the rest of the summer plays out after what we expect to be the conclusion of a really successful week at the, with the commitments of Cade Moss and Alvin Mosley?
Yeah, and just to kind of go over it, I mentioned on the board, I said I would kind of address it. Yesterday, I was on the phone for quite a bit after all the Ben Jarvis Shoemaker stuff happened. I mean, pretty cut and dry. I mean, I think the kid just made a quick, rash decision and got caught up in the moment. And kind of after, you know, maybe a couple of hours after, I think the excitement, the adrenaline kind of wore off. And I think Ole Miss just kind of reached out to him and just kind of asked him, you know, like, hey, what's going on? Like, let's talk about this. Because, you know, obviously the day before he told everybody, like, hey, I'm done. Like,
he did. It was a wrap.
And so I, from talking to people, they said that and I wrote about this last night. I give him a lot of credit as a 17-year-old to admit he was wrong, admit that he made a mistake, accept responsibility, and make it right. He didn't duck and run. He didn't hide. He addressed it, and I think that that speaks a lot about his character, and I think that Ole Miss respects that too, where they had the conversation with him, and he decided that he was going to stick with Ole Miss. I mean, that's pretty much it. There wasn't a bidding war. This wasn't a, well, Colorado's doing this, so Ole Miss has to do that. It wasn't any of that. It was pretty much old school recruiting, to be honest, where it was like, hey, where do you really want to be? You know, let's let the adrenaline kind of cool down a bit and let's have a chat. And Shoemaker's back in Ole Miss's class. So, you know, kind of crazy. I was out playing golf for Father's Day, and I had a bunch of people text me that, hey, have you seen this? Like, hey, what's going on? Like, hey, what the hell? And I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get a yardage on a par three, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And because, I mean, I had covered my bases the night before. I mean, hell, I had it covered on Sunday when Ole Miss was like, yeah, it's done.
We had it each of us independently, completely independently.
So, yeah, I mean, it happens. Look, at the end of the day, when I was 17, I did a lot of dumb shit. And I probably wouldn't have owned up to it like he did. And, you know,
I still do a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah. You know, these kids' lives are all on the internet. You know, even if I was doing dumb things, I wasn't having to answer to, you know, 50,000 people on the internet for something I did. So I give him credit.
I can relate a little bit. I still get the gifs in the mentions,
but
forever and always. Went to Ingemar today. Cause that's the thing. I was wanting my editing software. I talked to Keith this morning and I would, you know, put the intro music and the stuff and the commercials and was going to just play it on the show, but I wasn't able to get it done in time. Cause I'm a one-man show. Spirit Ben at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, to the Vol. 3, one-man show. And so after I talked to Keith, immediately ran over to Ingemar, which is right down the road from me, hung out with Trent Adair and the Ingemar women's basketball team. Dude, they've won four straight state championships. And Macy Pfeiffer, who I wrote the story on for the Gazette, she almost came to Ole Miss, even though her family's filled with Mississippi State Bulldogs. So sorry about that. But once it's done, it'll be on the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com. And the Talk of Champions channels, wherever you get those, really quick. So be on the lookout for that. But sorry that I wasn't able to play it during this because software pooped out. But this, a deer hunter's been talking about Sheldon Isaac in the chat. He commits at 2. What is your take on Sheldon Isaac? Do you think he could join the class?
I'm not sure. I've reached out to some folks this week, trying to figure out, you know, is he a take or not? I'm not sure. So we'll find out at 2. If I don't get anything before that, we'll all find out together.
And sometimes that happens. I don't know what I don't have a read on him. I don't.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's just when we know, when we feel like we know, we'll say, hey, I think this is what we think is going to happen. Like, I think Caden Moss is going to end up committing Ole Miss on Friday. Sheldon Isaac, I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. I talked to him earlier this spring, but haven't talked to him much after that. So if I find out anything before 2 o'clock, it will be on the Ole Miss Spirit on the message.
Got to get my QR code somewhere. It's up there in the ether. I mean, Sudo robbed me of my QR code. But the Ole Miss Spirit, you can sign up as a new sub. We want y'all there, man. We talk about this stuff all the time. Ask these questions all the time, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if I find something out in the next 40 minutes, the folks at the Ole Miss Spirit will be the first to know.
Yes. OleMissSpirit.com. Undefeated on 3. If DGG from Smooth5 in the chat, if DGG commits to Ohio State in July, do you think Ole Miss keeps pushing to National Signing Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't give up on that guy.
I'll see him multiple times this year. I'll chat with him. And, you know, we'll see. That's probably – I don't know if he'll say that he's done. He might commit and then say, hey, I'm done. No more interviews, no more visits. He's one that if he did say that, I would believe him. But either way, he's going to be at practice every day. He's going to be in class every day. He's going to be in the dorm every day with Keegan Croucher. So I'd imagine that Keegan Croucher will be recruiting him as well. That's one that you don't stop recruiting. You go until the final second before, you know, he signs and, you know, submits the PDF or, you know, e-signs whatever and does his thing. So,
I got one question from Ben to ask Zach in the Zach Attack to wrap this thing up because I've got Saved by the Bell playing right there as I talk to you. You know, it's kind of doing two things at once, watching the Tory episodes, which are the worst, but also talking to you. So give me the Zach Attack edition because I don't even know this. Is Sean Hudson, the running back from Winona, who's committed to state, is there like anything there or is that just he's wrapped up in maroon and white? He's number 6 in Rivals, the only reason I ask. If you're going to go for maybe that's all of the top 5, why not the top 6? You know, then you go, well, maybe Sam Lejeune from Poplarville.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah, no. I'm stopping myself. I'm getting. I don't want to get too far out in front of my skis here. I'm just asking these state guys because, hey, some state people were pretty confident that Mitchell Turner, and I even didn't hear any state stuff until quite literally this week. All I heard was Ole Miss had overtaken Alabama, and that's what happened. So I'm just saying.
As the kids would say, that's what they call cope.
Bad day for sources. Bad day for sources.
I haven't heard anything about Yoshon Hudson. Yoshon. But they got a pretty good 1-2 punch there with him and Christian Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard. I mean, that could be something where you circle back later. But we've said it plenty of times, man. They are going to kitchen sink the book, whatever you want to call it. They're going to do everything they can to get David Gabriel George.
Yeah,
the Sam Lejeune thing was never happening. He wasn't on Ole Miss's board. And he's originally from Florida. I think he's wanting to go back to Florida.
Man, they're cleaning up right now. Don't let the unprecedented nature of it be lost. I tell you, one person who'd already have a graphic built, sent out, everybody on staff, it was mandatory to send it out. They probably had it staggered. You release it at 12, you release it at 12:14, you release it at 12:42, and on and so forth. Right. I know that this is not a self-aggrandizing program as much as it used to be, but dead gum. Let me do it for you. I've been covering this stuff a lot longer than Pete Golding's been doing recruiting for Ole Miss and that Lane Kiffin did at Ole Miss. You were rattling off Kadara Eason, You're rattling off Markell Pack. I've lived this life for decades. That's both awesome, and I'm thankful, and God is good all the time, but also that's kind of sad. Still doing this.
Yeah.
You know, but I love it. It's what we do. And I have never seen this for the top five.
Yeah.
Now, you got to hold on to them. You got to sign them in December, and it's not going to just end. But, man, a lot of feelings across the internet were hurt today. Some Colorado, you know, social media guys I didn't even know existed till the last 2 days. We're just here to tell you, talk of champions, we'll get to you straight. I admit, I don't know what's going on with Yoshawn Hutson, but, man, if you're going to get the top five, maybe Tyke is going to be a battle. Go for the top six. Let's not get too gritty. Or, yeah, get even grittier. I don't know.
Yeah, obviously everybody knows this. You know this. The coaches aren't looking at the rankings and saying, okay, we got to get this guy and this guy to complete the – yeah, they don't care.
Of course not, but that's why this stuff is fun to do.
But you know, our subscribers and fans care.
It's video game numbers. They're putting up video game recruiting numbers. This is like the unfair stuff when you're in 2042 of your dynasty and like anybody you want. You know what I mean? You have to make tough choices. Well, am I going to have 7 5 stars or five, right? Maybe I just want to say, yeah, I got all the Mississippi kids this class. The video game numbers. We can do it both on the field and now off. Why not?
Yeah. I will say the Ole Miss staff has been having a lot of fun on Twitter today and yesterday.
I think Kelvin Bolden gets we need to start like giving out that award, like social media bait of the week or something. Like Kelvin Bolden, I think. No, Randall Joyner nailed it. Whoever did responded to Dion saying something about God is good and all the time.
That was Kelvin.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Salute to Kelv.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
They've had some fun this week.
That's AI stepping over Ty Lue, kind of like that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Here's the thing that I wonder if we'll ever see it in this era, because everybody says, well, you know, commitments in June, that's cool, but you got to get them to signing day. You know, are we ever going to get to that point where when you get a commitment, you go ahead and get a 2-year contract signed? To where, like, hey, and somebody like, wants to flip, they got to buy it out, or it's just you can't get out of your contract.
And the graphics will be like, so and so brought this person, this person, this person, responsible for this person, this person. You know what I'm saying? Like Enrique can forever claim Kiwan. You know what I mean? If he wanted to, and so they'll start putting it on their graphics and stuff.
Just a thought.
Just a thought. It's been Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett. He's Zach Berry at Spirit Ben at Zach_Berry on the Twitters. But we'd love to have you more than that at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On 3. Join us. We do this all the time, and we expect more of this to happen this week. Cade Moss on Friday, and then Alvin Mosley on Saturday, and we'll have full coverage there as well as here on Talk of Champions. Please, whenever you go and search Talk of Champions where you get your podcast, click the 5-star, all that stuff. Tell us what you think. Good, bad, and different, but make sure to rank us the best you can. And we thank you all for joining us in the chat. We'll be back tomorrow. Keith Carter interview will be up whenever my podcast software, I try to do all these things at one time, and it pooped out on me. Whenever that's done. So maybe within the hour, probably, if I'm not too lazy. So be on the lookout for that, the Ole Miss Spirit. Thank you, Zach. I'll see you soon, buddy.
All right, buddy.